You're listening to Evenings on FNR, Football Nation Radio.
Welcome back to Evenings on FNR, Football Nation Radio. We're live in the studio, 6 minutes past seven here in Melbourne. And we've still got quite a bit to get through. We will be speaking to Johnny Gould all the way from the UK very shortly about all things Premier League. But right now we're going to switch our attention over to the FFA Congress, where we're very delighted to be joined by Football Supporters Australia Interim Chairman Pablo Bateson. Pablo, thank you very much for joining us tonight.
Good evening, Josh.
And Athos and Nick alongside me here in the studio, Pablo. Again, thanks so much for coming on. Now, the Congress Review Working Group, rather, report was released last week. The Football Supporters Australia has obviously had a thorough look through it. What were your takeaways from the Congress Review Working Group report?
There are some positives. At least now we know where we stand in terms of the recommendations which will go to FIFA. But that's also accompanied by some disappointments, some strong disappointments in terms of the pathway for groups such as Football Supporters Australia or other fan groups, if they put up their hand for representation on a new Congress. There are some timelines there that we're concerned about. Could take up to 4 years to be considered as a special interest group. Now, we've argued very strongly fans are one of the biggest, if not the biggest, single stakeholder group in football. And we're not just a special interest group. So that is of concern. However, overall, we know where we stand and we accept the report has to be tabled to FIFA. And we'll do our best to continue to engage and work with FIFA and the other stakeholders and FFA under new governance arrangements.
Pablo, it's Athos here, and how do the Congresses in other nations compare to ours in terms of fan representation?
Well, certainly in more mature footballing nations, in terms of from a governance viewpoint, such as England, there's a lot more representation. I suppose I have to say it's up to fans to get better organised as well. In England, you've got a representative group, Football Supporters Federation, which provides a very good platform and vehicle for engagement at a high level with the Football Association and the various bodies that bring stakeholders together. Also in Germany, there's a lot better representation of fans at the highest level with the German FA. And I believe France also, but they're well organised as well, the relevant association. So there are some good examples in Europe. And of course, as an umbrella group, you've got Fans Europe, which is funded by the European Commission. So it's got a lot of recognition there. I think one of the problems, though, Josh, is that even in the FIFA statutes, it doesn't properly and adequately represent fans as a stakeholders group for representation at a high level of decision making. And maybe some of the approach of the Congress Review Working Group, maybe they felt constrained by those statutes in terms of how far they could go with embracing fans into the process in terms of representation on a new Congress.
Pablo, I understand your objection to supporters being deemed a special interest group, but there is a pathway for these groups to become new members in the FFA Congress or the proposed Congress. What would that entail?
Well, it'll be a three-step process. First of all, we'd have to, a fan group would have to apply. That would have to be accepted. And it has to meet a range of criteria in terms of having held an AGM, having a constitution. I won't go through all the details now. It's quite a wavy report in terms of those requirements. Then, after a year or so, progressing to associate membership, and then after 4 years, full membership. So it is a lengthy process. And this doesn't just apply potentially for fans groups. This could also really delay representation of, say, the Football Coaches Australia as well. And they were very critical today yesterday in their statement they released. Also, the Association of Australian Football Clubs, while they're accepting the report, also have major reservations. They don't know quite where they stand. It could be fast-tracked, but they're not recognised at the core of the proposed new Congress. So they're missing there as well. So we've got the member federations, we've got the A-League clubs through their association, we've got the PFA and Women's Council members. And look, we fully support and recognise the importance of women to lift the gender representation in football. That's a no-brainer. It just really has to happen.
Pablo, in regards to recognising supporters, is it critical that they're given a voice on the Congress, or are there other ways in which FFA and potentially an independent A-League, which is one of the outcomes recommended by the report, could engage fans in other ways?
Well, they're two good points. Football Supporters Australia in February proposed to the fan stakeholder meeting with FIFA and the AFC and FFA establishment of an advisory council that brings together fans groups with FFA to go through major issues such as the policing of football. And we talked a lot about that on FNR with you guys and others because that's still not resolved. In fact, it's a long, long way to go before we have a more sophisticated engagement approach rather than confrontation. So I believe informally the feedback from FFA staff is that's a good idea, they like it, but we've had no follow-up on that. So in the interim, that's something that FFA could initiate with Greg O'Rourke, the CEO of the A-League, and I think that would be well received. Now, in terms of an independent body to run the A-League at arm's length of FFA, well, when you go through the reports, the recommendations of the Congress Review Working Group, in that relevant section, there's no mention or even recognition of fans and the opportunities and the importance of engaging fans as part of that. So that is a major omission. But we believe there still needs to be an umbrella which would include a new governance structure for A-League. If you look at the English model, Football Supporters Federation, they do provide that umbrella which covers the different leagues, different competitions and the national teams as well, major issues. In fact, they were very supportive for England fans travelling to Russia 2018 World Cup, tools, other assistance and so on, and the idea of a fans embassy. So, yes, there are other opportunities. But for the longer term, we need representation on the Congress. That's a minimum.
Well, as the Congress issue rolls on, it's great. There's a lot of things that clearly have to be resolved, and it's good to see, Pablo, you're fighting for the support, the many supporters and fans of football in Australia. But we must thank you very much for joining us here tonight, and we look forward to speaking with you as this continues to roll on.
Okay. Thanks for the opportunity.